Welcome to another episode of Bank On It. I'm here to chat to Azhar and Dumi. Welcome to another episode of Bank On It, and I'm here with Dumi and Azhar. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having us.
So we're here in a branch at Capitec headquarters. It's quite exciting. It's a business within a business, right? Take us through how this came about and what it's like having client service deeply entrenched in a business so committed to client service.
I think I'm going to start with why this branch exists first, yeah. If you don't mind. So the look and feel is exactly the same as any of the other 880 branches out there. Mm. We do a lot of our development and testing in this branch. Mm. So before something goes out to market, you want to test something, we specifically do it because we want feedback from the service consultants on what will work and not work. And to give you context, there's 10,000 service consultants and Bank Better Champions out there. And their sole purpose is to make sure that we simplify the lives of our clients. So, yeah, this is almost a testing ground for us.
Dumi, how do you feel when you walk in and the first thing you see is 10,000 people all behind the scenes that you don't see, but this is almost a manifestation, a representation of all of those millions of clients, millions of staff that you have behind the scenes. And what goes through your mind when you think about service, retail, and operational excellence?
Well, this gives us a very good idea of what to roll out in the branches. If you test the queuing system, you test it here. What we're always cautious of, we are aware that the population at head office is a little bit different from the rest of the population in the rural areas of the country. So we try and do branch visits as well in the real environment, just to balance what we see at head office with what's happening out there on the field. But as Azhar said, this gives us a sense of what the branch look and feel should look like in the rest of the country.
I love the fact that you pointed that out in terms of the client demographic versus the person serving you, right? And as a bank, you've done such an excellent job of hyper-personalization and localization. And Azhar, I'll bring you in on this. How do you balance making sure the people serving the communities are representative of those communities?
Yeah, it's a great question. Look, I think it's important to understand the numbers so the context will matter then. We serve between 4 and 4.5 million clients in our branches every month. And then on our self-service terminals, another 4 million clients and 17 million at the ATM queues alone.
Wow.
You don't do that without having a deep connection to your clients. So it's all designed in that the service consultants that work in our branches come from the communities that we serve in. And that, in its way, creates a really good relationship between the client and the SC. We might be speaking English here at the head office, but I can assure you in the branches out there, all across the country, we use the vernacular of our clients, and that's how our SCs connect to them. They come from their families, they contribute to the communities, and I'll talk a bit about that just now as well. But everyone and anyone knows their names as well, which makes a huge difference to having this personal experience right on your doorstep.
Mm. The thing that you might not have noticed as you walk in the branch, the greeting is in all 11 official languages. Hello, Molweni, Sawubona, Dumelang, Avsheni. And the way the previous CEO coined it, Ryan Stassen, he said Capitec is the bank for the community by members of the community. Mm. If you walk into our branch in Rustenburg, we know the population there speaks isiZwana, and they are all served in their language. We try and do that in our contact centers, well represented in Joburg, to allow clients to be supported in the language of their choice.
That's incredible. And let's tie that into the impact, the decision that a person makes in South Africa to use a bank. Because it's quite a big decision, right, with a lot of gravity behind it. So Azhar, I know you have figures underpinning this, right? What's the difference between a good decision on a bank and a bad decision? How much can it cost someone, just roughly?
Yeah, so I'm going to give you some context around, and I'll use an average client that earns between 10 and 15,000 rand a month, right? If the client banks with us, if they take out insurance with us, if they have credit with us, all of the fees and the charges that they save compared to doing it in any other bank or financial institution is equivalent to 1,000 to 1,500 rand. Now just think about that. You earn 10,000 rand, you save at least 10% of your salary because you're paying less with Capitec compared to anyone else. That makes a meaningful difference. Now, why that matters is if you speak to those clients, almost 80% of them plow that money back into their families and predominantly into education. And I don't mean their direct families. I mean their families within the construct of the communities. Our service consultants know this. So when we position a product to you, we do it with the intention of the amount that you're going to save or the value you're going to get from it, because we know what difference it's going to make. I mean, the most amazing stories you get from the branches is when someone comes back to just say, thank you. You've made a difference because I can actually take more of my kids to school, I can formalize more of their education, and I can do so much more in my community as well. We know this because as Excom members, we spend a hell of a lot of time in branches as well. It's expected of us. So it's not about something we do at head office about talking about making a meaningful difference. It's making sure that our service consultants know exactly how to do that in the communities we serve. So, yeah.
So, Dumi, when you go into a branch, almost like a secret diner, and a, like a restaurant reviewer, but for banking, right? Banking reviewer. What are some of the first things that you pick up or notice or detect as an Exco member, as a leader of the team, as a senior member in Capitec? What are some of the first things that you notice, look for, and you're able to pick up very quickly?
Well, one of the things, our branch look all the same, but when we do branch visits, we want to hear from the clients. So as you walk in, you look at the ATMs, how long is the queue, because we have 24 million clients in the country, 8,000 ATMs. Our clients keep telling us we need more. So we try and make certain that there are no queues in the devices. If there are queues, maybe try and change the configuration of the devices, put other devices. But as soon as you step in, you look at the energy. In each branch, we have a Bank Better champion that welcomes the client, makes sure the client is in the right place. And you do pick up on the energy as you walk in. And we continuously wanting to make certain that that's consistent across. Then you look at the clients, the queries, you get direct feedback from the clients, and we take that. If we hear from one client, then the second client, and another client, and they all bring up the same issue, when we come back to head office, we know we have to do something about that because it's a real issue for the clients. So we learn a lot from that, and then we look at the decisions which branch to extend trading hours, which branch to expand, because maybe the demand is growing. And we look at the commute routes, where do the taxis travel, bus stations, and all of that. So that's the information that we look for, and it assists us in the decision making to grow our business and support.
It's deeply analytical, and you engineer these solutions, right, on the based on the data, but you also lean very heavily on your service consultant feedback, right? And talk me through how challenging it can be to manage, you know, 10,000 plus people who are essentially your heartbeat on the ground. And how do you synthesize all of that feedback? Because you're getting feedback all the time, different levels, different topics. How do you get it to distill down into three or four actionable things that you can execute on?
There's a couple of things. Firstly, before we go there, I just want to add it to what Tommy was saying about when we visit branches as well. We hold each other accountable. So if I go to the branches that to me is not worth, and there's something wrong that the support centers need to solve, we speak about it immediately, and we make sure that we solve it. If the service consultants give us feedback, we make sure we take that, and between us, we action that. So holding each other accountable is important. But coming back to the service consultants, there's something about the S's that we need to understand as well. Is firstly, we hire every year about 1,000 to 1,200 people into our branch network.
Wow.
Right? And when we're doing that, we don't hire because of attrition. We hire more because of the opportunities in growth. 99% of all of the employees in the branches actually get promoted up the line. So you start out as a business bank champion, a better bank champion, a service consultant, an assistant branch manager. And over the last 2 years, we've created a lot more opportunities in all of the central areas as well. So Dumi, for example, in the support center, has got a lot of managers that actually come from the branches. If you look at some of the areas in this building as well, in the tech areas, a lot of the folk that are working here, quite a big part of them working in the delivery teams, some of them come from the branches as well. So we grow our own timber, it creates that opportunity. And the reason why that's important is because the service consultants actually understand clients, they understand our purpose. And the big part of when we visit branches is just entrenching why we do what we do.
Mm.
So it's not only about the fact that you work for Capitec, but why does it make a difference? Why do you work for us? Now, another example of that is the work the service consultants go back and do into their communities as well.
Mm.
And this work is not work that's prescribed from a central place. We do a lot of work with a central CSI team. But other practical examples, during COVID, the branches did 150 initiatives in a month.
Wow.
And that's not by us asking them to do that, because they are intrinsic to their communities. So when you serve your community, you have a purpose of making a meaningful difference. When we roll out products, we explain why this is important from a client perspective. And we continuously and consistently give the same message across. It does land. And what happens is then you continue that journey of growing your purpose as you grow your career as well. That's meaningful.
That's incredibly, it's authentic and it's so impactful as well. And I want to expand on that with you, Dumi, in terms of CSI and the different types of projects that you see people volunteering for. It's not prescriptive. It's not part of the job description and say, guys, you're going to do X amount of charity work. I mean, when people come to you with projects, with different types of initiatives, take me through some of the more common ones that are impactful in communities, whether it's education, whether it's driving. You guys were busy yesterday.
Yeah,
you
know, that's right.
On the plan. So I'm not going to steal an answer from you, but you can maybe take us through what you're busy with and, you know, how that fits into the overall picture.
So one of the things that we do as a bank, we give each employee 3 days leave per annum to take time off, log those days in our leave system. And then they go and do work in the community. We encourage them to partner with our CSI, go as a group. So yesterday, as Retail Exco, we spent a day in the local township in Stellenbosch, Kayamandi. And our purpose there was to spend time in the Early Childhood Development Center. Mm. We brought them puzzles to play with, some snacks. The little kids, the eldest, I think, is 5 years old. And we had different activities. Some of our members were reading stories to the little ones. We were playing soccer outside. We had bubbles just to really excite them and do things that they normally don't do or they have no access to. But what was also interesting was to spend time painting the school and just decorating the school. And that's the time we spent yesterday. We still have two more to do. All of our 17,000 employees have an opportunity to take 3 days and go and make a difference in the communities they live in.
To make it more real as well, in the branches and across the country, each regional manager almost adopts a ECD center. And the intent is twofold. So not only the work you do in the ECD center itself with the kids, but the coaching that we do with the teachers and the principals as well, in order to help the ECD center to grow. The reason why this is so important is from all of the numbers that we see, education is critical. And getting it right at the ECD levels are hypercritical as well, because that's where the foundations are laid. So the intent is over the next few years, besides the other initiatives we do, where we spend time on financial literacy in schools, etc., we actually get every branch to adopt an ECD center, and we make it part and parcel of what we do every year and all of the time as well.
Yeah. So it's been incredibly inspiring just following your journeys and reading up about it and just basically following everything that you've achieved, which is phenomenal. It's absolutely incredible. So well done on that. I'm really keen to get a sense of how your journey at Capitec has shaped your leadership journey over the years. And more importantly, how you see your leadership style evolving based on your journey at Capitec. It's a tough question, but I'll start off with you, Azar.
Look, I think it's not individually we haven't achieved anything. Mm. Or everything we've achieved is collectively as a bank. And so that's important that we, underpinning the way that we work, everything is actually about the team. Even in the way we measure in the branches and we recognize it's about the team firstly, right? The fortunate thing to me has had is that we've been exposed to different parts of the bank. Mm. So I started out in business development as an engineer, got the opportunity to work on a lot of products and a lot of processes and systems, which gives you an opportunity to really understand how things work in the back end. And so the simplicity that you see in the front end comes from a lot of technical work that happens in the back. But ultimately, you also want to learn how to lead. Mm. And you can't lead from sitting in the shadows. You actually need to just jump in. Mm. And that took up the opportunity to do some work in operations and get the chance to really understand leadership in people as well. Mm. But it's because I've had such good examples, people like Dumi and the leaders before him as well. And I think it's important that we hear from Dumi about his story, because Dumi actually started in our branches. And yeah,
for sure. I've been very fortunate and privileged in the past 25 years at Capitec. Interestingly, my journey started when I was still at school. I couldn't pay for varsity fees, and then I had to make a plan. So then I decided to switch and study in the evenings and work during the day, and then there was Finaid at the time, which then became Capitec. I was 19 years at the time. I was very lucky to land this job. And then when I completed my studies, I became a branch manager in the Eastern Cape and then regional manager in different areas in the province. And then I moved to Gauteng still as a regional manager, worked as a business manager. Then suddenly what I've studied 8 years ago wasn't enough. And then I needed to go post-grad. Mm. And Capitec was kind to fund my post-grad studies at the time. And then I was promoted to a different role. 2016, I was in Gauteng and got a call from Hank Lawrence to ask if I was willing to move to Stellenbosch at head office. I wasn't sure if that's a thing we wanted to do. Just got married. Now you must tell your wife you're relocating to Stellenbosch, which proved to be a good move for my career. And Capitec is big on internal mobility. And from there, I never looked back. In 2020, we went into COVID. The executive at the BSC, it was time for him to retire. I got the opportunity to then lead the BSC team. So for me, Capitec has been a story of growth and opportunity. On Friday last week, when Gerry Fourie finished addressing the AGM, I went to him and I said, I want to thank you for the opportunities you've created, for everything you've done. I believe now it's an opportunity for me to do the same and bring people up and extend the ladder for others to also get the same opportunities that I've gotten. I've been privileged.
That's an incredible story. So thank you so much for sharing that with us. Azar, I'll close off with you on pushing the ladder down and helping people on their way up. I know you're such a huge advocate for talent, mentorship, training, development, etc. Talk me through how you spend some of your time training people at an operational level or at any level, develop those leadership skills and executive skills to actually come up that curve.
Look, all of that happens by design.
Yeah.
So if you take all of the roles in operations and other parts of the bank, we're very, very specific about the capability development framework. Mm. And we actually make sure that all the skills that you need in order to do the job is clear. And then we make sure we provide the training so that that can be done. So there's quite a bit of work we do on skills building, particularly positioning to clients, really understanding our products, how to make a connection, how to make sure you know how the systems work, and we actually check against those things. Now, a big part of that is not what you learn theoretically, it's actually the shoulder-to-shoulder work you do in the branch and the role that the branch manager and your colleagues play with you. in teaching you how to grow and how to get better. But we also use the Leadership Academy at the bank to make sure that we become proficient in the leadership things that we need to know. For example, how do you have a courageous conversation with someone? Mm. How do you make sure you have the tools to do that? Because it doesn't come naturally to everyone. Mm. So we do a lot of that type of training. How do you do problem solving in a way that actually fosters teamwork? And so a lot of that is actually built and practiced every day. Mm. If you go to branches and you look at how branch managers operate, when a regional manager comes and visits, he comes with three things in mind. He's going to see, so he can understand. He's going to ask questions to learn. Mm. And he's going to show respect in the way that he does it to the people that actually does the work. And the intent is you actually coach people on how to get better. Mm. But that only comes from us actually loving that art every day. So, yes, there's moments where you need to be situational and give instruction. But the preference has always been as a team. There's a problem that needs to be solved. It's not about the person. It's about what's the problem and how do we solve it from a client perspective. Mm. And that's been the recipe of our success thus far.
So client-centric leadership and experiential learning.
Yeah, absolutely.
A lot more advanced than many organizations globally. So I'll close off with you, Dumi, because you mentioned your journey from a 19-year-old to a little bit older than a 19-year-old now, right, through the years. What advice would you give to someone early on in their career or still figuring out where they want to go in finance and within the financial industry, who's a little bit uncertain because banking has changed in ages since you've joined? What advice would you give to someone young, starting out, looking at pursuing this career in this industry?
So let me start off by the environment that I lead, the Business Support Center. So the Business Support Center is an opportunity for young talent to come in, start in a call center role or whatever role in the bank. But what we see, 70% of our young talent in the first 2 years, they are promoted to other roles in the bank. They become test analysts or business analysts in IT and other environments. So that we do at scale, the internal mobility. But to answer your question on the advice, I was fortunate enough to identify a mentor and a sponsor. And the mentors have been different people, not necessarily in my line of reporting, but the sponsor Harry has been my sponsor. And the sponsor is someone that speaks about you when you're not in the room, because either due to your performance, the work that you do. So my advice would be identify someone in the organization that's senior enough that can guide you and ask the right questions. And part of that, you need to study. Mm-hmm. I know it's difficult to study and work.
Yeah, yeah.
I have benefited from post-grad studies. And then move around. I've worked in different provinces, in different departments. That gives you broader context of the bank. And that has been very useful for me. More importantly, what you did yesterday is not the thing that's going to move you forward tomorrow. Yeah. And there's the whole saying, what got you in the room is not going to get you out of the room. So continuously evolving and challenging yourself and raising the bar has been very meaningful for me. And that would be my advice to young talent out there.
That's incredible advice. So Azar, Dumi, thank you so much for this episode. Incredibly insightful. Really appreciate you sharing all of your wisdom and can't wait to see what you have planned next.
Really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks. You.